Chapter 12. The next book. It was easy to know that the thief was Dick Garrison, I explained to Scott. The names in Margaret Spring's book are all street names. Near Crondale Road, John Arlington, like Arlington Street. Peter Camden, like Camden Town. And Mr. Buck, like Buck Street.
Exactly,
said Dorothy.
You are a perfect detective, Jeanne.
It was just like the last time with the London mystery. The police arrived and arrested Mr. Garrison, the printer, who had stolen Dorothy Stone's manuscript. Dorothy Stone's publisher arrived and said that he would publish the book with Dorothy Stone's name and the title, The Strange Mr. Cat. Back at Dorothy's house, the writer invited my mother to have a drink.
Champagne,
said Dorothy.
In honour of my French friends, thank you so much.
Yes,
said Scott.
The police have telephoned. Dick Garrison has confessed his crime.
What happened?
Asked Dorothy.
How did he find my manuscript?
He prints books for Murder Books, Dorothy Stone's publisher,
said Scott.
He recognized me as Dorothy Stone's assistant and stole the manuscript at the reception. Then he stole my laptop. He just changed the names of the detectives and the thief and sent the new manuscript to Ash and Gardner.
Dick Garrison is a thief who doesn't have a lot of imagination, I said.
You're right, Jeanne,
said Dorothy Stone.
But you, Jeanne, and your mother have a lot of imagination. You are my greatest friends.
Yes, said my mum. You will not stop writing books? I asked Dorothy.
No, Jeanne, I won't stop writing books,
Dorothy confirmed.
And I have a perfect idea for my next book. The title will be Jeanne and the Fake London Manuscript.